And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of December, 2010. It's the 30th birthday of Zlata Filipovic, born in Sarajevo in 1980. When Sarajevo was under siege during the Bosnian Civil War starting in 1991, she kept a diary, though she was only 10 years old. And in 1993, Zlata's diary was published in France, became a big bestseller. She and her family moved to Paris. The diary was translated into 36 languages. A Hollywood studio paid $1 million for the rights. She graduated from Oxford, moved to Dublin, where she lives today. It was on this day in 1818 the state of Illinois was admitted to the Union. Illinois, today considered the most average state in America. The Associated Press analyzed data from the U.S. Census, and it concluded that Illinois mirrored the makeup of the country as a whole better than any other state. The least average state was West Virginia. And it was on this day in 1839 that Abraham Lincoln, 30 years old, an Illinois state assemblyman, was admitted to practice law in the U.S. Circuit Court. And for the next 16 years, that's what he did. He rode the circuit, traveled around to different counties, arguing cases when the circuit courts were in session, disputes over canal boats and river barges and railroad charters and defending accused murderers. He learned to give speeches in court, and 21 years after he was admitted to the circuit court, he was elected president of the United States, delivered the Gettysburg Address, 1863, at the dedication of the cemetery, 10 sentences long, just 272 words, and his great second inaugural address just a few weeks before he was assassinated. And it's the birthday of the novelist Joseph Conrad, born Joseph Theodor Conrad Korsenyovsky in Ukraine in 1857. Went to sea with the British, which is where he learned to speak English. He was the captain of a steamboat that sailed into the Congo in 1890. And 12 years later, he wrote Heart of Darkness, about a man's journey down a river into the middle of Africa, and a white man named Kurtz, who has established himself as a god among the natives. Here's a poem for today by Philip Lopate, The Court of the Two Sisters. The slow green fans turning in the courtyard of the classy restaurant in New Orleans, the green napkins and the Negro waiters advancing in their bright green uniforms, superiorly filling the large water goblets, dusty in the sun. The hot rolls with curled butter shells like snails, and the enormous breakfasts served at all hours of eggs with lemon sauce, asparagus, ham, and toast points, cold creamed shrimp soup, oranges. I read two newspapers at once, starting with sports, crowding the tablecloth with unwanted sections, and when I was too stuffed to go on, I ordered a chicory coffee, dark and bitter, and a Charlotte Russe, bursting with whipped cream. The Court of the Two Sisters by Philip Lopate, from At the End of the Day, published by Marsh Hawk Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.